The Alderman's Tower. This huge building, constructed in the mid-15th century by Henri Geoffroy, the son of Perrin, who you have already met in the Maison de Cardinal Geoffroy, was originally an investment. It would be leased to the town as the seat of the aldermen, who were the town councillors of the time. The building was therefore the original town hall acquired by the municipality in 1552. This building, in Vosges sandstone, stands out for its sheer height, despite its limited surface, and the facades owe their elegance to the mullioned Gothic-style windows. Look to the right. Can you see the corbelled overhang with three windows? The architectural name for this is a Noriel window, and the part that supports the balcony is called the console. It can safely be said that this monument is not short of sculptures with its many animals, plants, and even human faces on display. Look up at the top of the building. On the corners are three watchtowers. In the past, these sentry box type structures were used by soldiers to keep a lookout day and night. 144. 145. 146 steps. We're here. Yes. On nice days, those of you who are brave enough can climb up the four stories to the top of the tower. The panoramic views over the Jura and the Vosges are well worth the effort. If you're feeling adventurous, you'll see a phylactery above each window. This was an inscription originally written on parchment or engraved on buildings in order to pass on messages. Here, the words of the Hail Mary are written in Gothic letters. If you take the trouble to read them, you'll have the complete prayer once you get to the top. Inside the Aldermen's Tower is one of the oldest museums in France, dating from 1673. Among the historical and archaeological collections exhibited here are pottery and ceramic pieces that date back to the Gallo-Roman city of Luxovium. Feel free to admire the collection of funerary steles from the 1st and 3rd centuries. The exhibition includes commemorative plaques in oak and bronze. The two top floors contain an exhibition of the works of local artists. An entire room is dedicated to Jules Adler, a native of Luxeuil. Yes, indeed, I was born in Luxeuil in 1865. The house where I was born stood on the Chêne crossroads. My parents, modest textile traders, saw very early on that I had talent and they moved to Paris for me. I became a realist painter and I also taught at the National School of Fine Arts. I was nicknamed the painter of humble people, as my canvases depicted harsh social realities. In the museum, you can see the man in the street in my painting, the harangue, and the destitute people and tramps in Le Marchand de Journaux, the newspaper seller. I even pay tribute to my beloved town in Mon Vieux Luxeuil, dear old Luxeuil. Jules Adler's fame extended well beyond the borders of France. This extremely talented artist died in 1952, not in Luxeuil-les-Bains, but in Nogent-sur-Marne.